Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. It is 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right. Let's run over Baytown way now. Let's check in with Captain Blaine Frymood, see what he's up to this morning. Hey, Blaine, what's up?
Hey, Mickey. Well, I'm sitting here at Thompson's waiting for either the wind to quit or the sun to come up. One of the two is going to happen. I'm pretty sure.
I'll tell you what will happen for sure is the sun will come up and the wind probably won't quit.
The winds are going to stay up. That's what they're going to do. But anyway, I'm back at it again. I got home from the ranch there 1st of March, and fishing was good here. Everybody's been whacking them pretty good up here. We've had salt water all spring. And yeah. I'm afraid we're fixing to lose our salt water. We got the Sandusen River running and the Trinity River running, and it's fixing to be one of those deals where I'm going to get pushed away from home again, have to go back down that away.
Yeah, what else is new, huh?
Same thing every year to me. There's nothing to it. It ain't like I don't know where to catch them. I just don't want to go down there if I don't have to. Anyway, we'll see. We'll see how bad it was last night. But we didn't get it here in Baytown. That storm missed us here in Baytown. But I know my buddies up north in College Station and all that, they got it. They got a lot of rain. So I'm sure the Sandusen River shed and the Trinity River shed are going to just get it. I'm sure they flooded on out. But, man, it's been good up here, Mickey. You know, Eddie and the boys that fish all the time, they were catching them in February really good. And I got here in March and have to take my normal spring breakers out. And it's been great for us. It's been easy using live shrimp and nothing to it. But, you know, like you said, what's a limit mean? Well, it means like three casts if you're in them. That's what a limit means if you're keeping fish. But we've had really good catches, lots of catches. Those little fish that were real little last year are now an inch or 2 inches bigger now. So catching just tons of, I don't know, 15 to 18, 19 inches. And I've caught quite a few oversized, which oversized sounds like something big, but to me, oversized, a 20-inch trout is not oversized to me. But
yeah, it
we're
used to kind of be our basic bird trout.
Yeah.
You know?
3 pounders, nothing to it, yeah. But
now they're called a chronicle trout.
Yeah, let's call in a sports rider. We're on them.
Man, but, call them in. We got them, baby.
It's been good, though. The water's been clear up here, and we've been fishing above the Fred Hartman Bridge quite a bit because the winds, it's normal winds, Mickey. In the spring, it blows out of the south 25 or 30, then you get a cold front, and it's out of the north for a day. Then it goes to the northeast or east for a day, and then it goes back to south at 20, 25 again. So, you know, the way Trinity Bay is built, you just can't get out of the wind too easy unless you go upstream. You know, we need light winds and east winds or west winds up here to get out of it on the open bay. And you know, you and I would much rather fish the open bay than go up there and fight the tugboats
and the
ships,
you know,
and everything.
We've been in a rut, and just remember how much we used to fish the west shoreline throughout the year. We just had a lot of days we could fish it, and we just don't get those days anymore.
I can remember, Mickey, when I'd sit down there at the old crawlies in my truck and watch you wade you'd walk down just right there off the boat ramp and walk to the north with spoons, and you'd come back with these just a stringer full of giant trout every time. I mean, anytime there's a west wind, we could get them over here. So, but you know, things, you know, why talk about the old days? Today's different, but we got millions of little trout. We got lots of little rat reds. We got lots of bull reds. Just like, I guess, everybody else, I'm not catching hardly any slot reds. A few, but not like it should be.
Not like you should, yeah.
Same thing last year, Mickey, about this time, we couldn't find hardly any slots, and all of a sudden, they just popped in. And then we're catching, on just coincidentally catching 6 or 8 slot reds a day.
Yeah, it's so, like May, you know, May's kind of the month when all these slots show up and go, where are these fish been? Just boom, they just show up.
These fish that we're catching, that we're cleaning, have glass minnows and little shad that are about a half inch long. They're full, completely full of them. And the fish are slicking good because they're eating so much shad. I guess they're bloated and they get rid of it. So
They're just slicking good for me. The way that oily stuff smells good though, doesn't it?
The way you and I fish, but I'm fishing 2 to 4 foot of water with lots of shell and along the rocks, sometimes along the channel. So it's just too dangerous to fish along the rocks with the way the ship traffic is nowadays. You got to get away from
there's
that.
Just so much ship traffic. It's crazy. And it's just
Houston is a definite big hub of the world for ships and tugs. It's crazy. Yeah. But I'm glad that's what brings all these good customers here that want to go fishing. That's good for us. But I'm back pretty much back into it. I did a lot of spring break trips and then a couple here and there, but I've been fishing a lot with my buddies, Eddie, and some of the other boys, just having fun. We've just had a ball. It's just lots of fish. I would say that my trips right now with customers, if I take 3 people, we probably average catching 40 to 60 trout a day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's 15 to 18 inches. And two Sundays ago, I'm not kidding you, we probably caught 20 trout over 20 inches. And that's not saying a lot for you and me, but for, you know, nowadays it's pretty relative. You know, that's an oversized trout that you have to throw back. And boy, those people that used to fish with us years ago and are fishing now, they don't like that at all. We got to throw this 3-pounder back? Yes, sir. You sure do. You got to throw it back. So, anyway, whatever.
The times we live in now.
If they only knew, you know, I just bite my lip and say, yes, sir, we got to throw that one back.
That's, how about that guy the other day you had caught a 6-pounder, man, and that was his personal best, biggest trout he ever caught, and I can only imagine the look on his face. You tell him, hey, that one's got to go back in.
He said, that's the biggest trout of my life. I said, well, look how many you're catching. We'll keep these little ones to eat. That needs to go back anyway. That's the biggest trout of my life. I said, yes, sir, you're going to catch him bigger. It's going to be bigger next year in this same spot. So he just let him go, slid him back in. That was good, though. We're having a good time, but I'm afraid that I'm fixing to be ruined right here. I really do. My grass at my house, which I live on the north end of Trinity, was turning yellow from salt water hitting the bulkhead and spraying up on the grass.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday when I mowed, it was green, green, green. So we don't have much salt water back in the north end of the bay.
Well, we had that little dump for a while, you know, up to around 19,000. It came down and then the dam went back down, but I believe it's going to come back up after all that rain I saw yesterday up that watershed, buddy.
Well, there's still a green strip of water out there, but it's coming out of the spillway. The spillway looks good. I've been seeing a lot of kayakers coming by my house, so I know the spillway is good with that many people going down there.
Yeah.
So I've only been there twice and we caught trout, but we didn't hammer them. We caught some blue cats up there. Oh, that's another thing we're doing every day in my little bag that I get every day with 3 trout. We usually get about 6 or 8 blue cats, too, fishing with live shrimp and catching lots of rats, but no slots. That's about my average day.
Opie came by my house yesterday afternoon. Him and Chance whacked a catfish in Unknown Bio the other day, and he brought me a bag of fresh filleted blue cats.
That's good food right there.
You
know,
kidding.
It seems like, Mickey, from what I've seen on my lifetime, when you start catching these blue cats, they're right on the edge of the salt and the fresh. They're on that line. It seems like they taste so much better. I don't know if they're eating the right stuff or what.
Seems like they what?
They taste better to me when you catch them. You know, when you're catching saltwater fish and you catch blue cats, those cats just seem to taste really good. I don't know. It may be just catfish taste a lot better than trout when I'm frying both up. I don't know. But I'm fixing to go to Conroe and do that thing there. I'm going to go get my buddy, old Catfish George. He's going to take us up there. I'm going to go do one of them, a couple of days of them. That will fill the freezer up.
Yeah, meat haul on those. You got that right.
Go do a meat haul. Fill the freezer up. You can't fill the freezer up trout fishing anymore.
No, that's...
Three trout don't go a long way when you're trying to feed 10 people.
No, it doesn't.
That's... Anyway, but we're looking good, Mickey, but I got a feeling, like I said, I'm going to probably have to head down south here. Or if it'll just get calm, I can work my way down the channel out of Thompson's here. But if this wind keeps going and we get fresh, then I'll have to move down south to Topwater or somewhere down that way and work that way along the dike and all that. So we'll see. We'll see just how bad it got. I'm sure you know what Lake Livingston and what Houston's dumping out. You seem to know those numbers every time I ask you about
it. Well, nothing's going on with Livingston yet this morning, but all that water hadn't had time to, you know, reach Lake Livingston. They're just barely above pool this morning.
That's not bad. What about Lake Houston, though? What about it?
I don't know about Lake Houston. I hadn't talked. Usually Ray lets me know. He stays on top of that. But I talk to John Littleton, and he'll tell me. But right now, Livingston's just, you know, it's about a couple inches above pool, and they're only letting out about 4,500 right now. But it just went down from that 19,000. So
one of our buddies lives in Oakwood. He said he got 7 inches yesterday. That's along that river watershed.
All up through Oakwood and over to Mahare and Palestine and Rust. He said he got, College Station got hammered.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's just our life. That's the way. When you make your living off the weather, you're a farmer or a fishing guide or a hunting guide, you just got to accept what Mother Nature deals out. You just got to accept it and deal with it. And that's what we've done. It's getting easier for me to cancel my trips these days when it's blowing a little too hard or raining a little bit. I just don't want to fight that stuff anymore like we used to do it.
No.
My guys the other day said, "Oh, we got rain gear." I said, "Well, you do, but I don't. I'm not going to fish in the rain. So let's just wait and go a better day." That's part of getting old. Pick and choose your days.
Well,
but our ranch is looking good. We got 5 or 6 inches of rain in Hebronville a few weeks ago. That's a good start to the spring for that. So we'll see how that is. A lot of South Texas got flooded. Remember what was that? I don't know, about a month ago when everything flooded down there, all those cities and
towns.
Yeah,
about 3-4 weeks ago, man. It record rainfalls, 100-year rainfall.
A South Texas city gets flooded, and that just don't happen unless you have a hurricane.
White Valley got flooded, man.
Well, I'm telling you, crazy. But we need it. Rain is life. That's what we got to have.
That's it. Without water, there's no life.
That's it.
Man,
we're down here at Thompson. We've been getting a lot of shrimp that are like, you get about 10 or 12 shrimp per quart. But I think they're starting to get a little bit smaller now. But I'm telling you what, we'd have to buy a quart of shrimp for each person. Just get them about 15 shrimp per person. Those are giants. Yeah, and those little trout, they have a hard time getting that in their mouth. I can tell you that. We miss a lot of them with those big shrimp. But I did what you told me to do. Remember you told me a few weeks ago, I said, "Hey, put a gulp or a tail underneath that popping fork for your customers." And I did that, and it worked just as good as shrimp. You know, of course, the water was there, too. It worked just as good as shrimp. So, you know, whatever. It's just the idea of having a live shrimp. These customers feel a little bit comfortable with it.
Well, yeah, if you're going to go to the trouble to throw a cork, you might as well put the real deal under it, huh? Put your cricket on there and get after it.
Yeah, the only thing is you're feeding them instead of fooling them. It's nice to fool them. They can't hardly pass up a fried shrimp, and I can't either, you know.
Well, that's true.
Those trout love it, you know.
Well, hey, man, good luck today. Hope you find those big slots you're looking for.
Yeah, we got sisters helping sisters tomorrow. Now I got Debbie May and Cindy Mayo, who's always been fishing with me all these years in this tournament. And I hope for their sake it calms down. I hate beating the girls up, but we'll see what happens. We'll make a showing anyway.
Don't want to beat the ladies up, man.
No, don't beat the girls up.
My mother used to hate them rough boat rides. Oh, Lord, she hated them.
Boy, me and Eddie did it yesterday. We went out the 5 mile pass out there just to see. Big mistake. We got beat up really bad.
I bet.
That's why my knees are bad, is from getting beat up my whole life,
you
going
think?
Somewhere like we shouldn't be going.
Golly.
How many times have we left over here and gone all the way to Fat Rat or all the way back to Rollover from here in giant seas?
Not anymore.
No.
Yeah, we had some better boats back then, though. You had that big Pursuit, and I had that big Hydrosport. And that was,
it'd eat them up. It would eat them up.
It would eat that stuff up, brother. All right, man. Well, Blaine, if somebody wants to call you about getting on a fishing trip and getting down there, and if you're booked, you can give them to Eddie or whoever. How do they get a hold of you, man?
I'm ready. We're ready to go around here. It's good fishing. Call me at 713-703-6656. All right, man. See ya.
Have a good day, Blaine. Be safe, man.
All right. See you today.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See you, dog. All right. That's Blaine Frymood, one of the Baytown boys. All right. Well, folks, with potential tariffs, now's the time to protect your investment. Keep your RV in top shape with LiquiShield RV Roofing Restoration. If your roof is damaged, call Mike, 281-831-7832. LiquiShield restores your RV's roof. It prevents future damage, extends its life, and boosts its value. They come to you. The job's usually done in just one day. It's backed by a 30-year warranty. Book your appointment today. Call 281-831-7832. That's 281-831-7832. LiquiShield RV Roofing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right. It's 519 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Texas City. Let's check in with our good friend, Mr. Dave Fremont, Boyd's One Stop and the Texas City Dyke. Morning, Dave. How you doing?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. I'm hanging in there.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad to hear that.
Just another day of talking about either the wind or it's not as bad this morning. I got to say that it's
you're right.
We don't have the wave action crashing across the granite rocks quite like we did last Friday morning, but it's still far from optimum. But it'll get better. You know, when the wind is the same as the water temperature, you're just not going to catch that many fish. It's just, it's 77 degrees outside right now, and I would imagine the water temperature ain't too far off of that mark. I haven't checked it lately. I don't know what the bay water temperature is, but the wind's been riding right up there along about 70, 75 mile an hour. At least it's felt that way anyway.
Well, that's good to hear. Many people fishing this morning?
You know, there's more than I thought. as I made my way out to the end, we had got a handful of people out there fishing. Looks like some are gearing up to get set up. So when sunrise hits us, they'll be ready to chunk some bait out there and see what they come up with. It's been really, really slow as far as trying to squeeze out any kind of reports along this way, Mickey. It's just, well, you know, man, we had a heck of a shower last night in Lake City. I looked on the radar, it just didn't look like very much, but it really come down for a while. We had a pretty good amount. I don't know how much, but could have had a half inch anyway, and it didn't look like an awful lot made it down this way to Texas City. The roads are pretty dry down here. But I think it's going to be a pretty good day. I believe we'll have a pretty good turnout today. What are we looking at? We're fixing to come up on May, aren't we? May's fast approaching.
Yeah, we're, 25th today. So, yeah, May's right around the corner, buddy. We're here.
Yeah. It's been so slow around here. I'm thinking about taking a big old spoon or a big old top water with a little bit of weight added to it just to, so I can fling it and go out to the floodgate and try to wrestle a jackfish or two. They're already here. The old jacks are back in the
bay.
Yeah,
they've been kind of creeping in, you know, according to Sharky. They've been coming through him at the jetty, so you've already got them, I'm sure. They come right to the dike area, buddy. They love that area.
Yeah, they'll be chasing these big rafts of mullet.
That's what draws them in. Y'all hold those big rafts of mullet there on all them dollar flats from the dike down to the tide gate. And, boy, I wouldn't want to be a mullet.
No, sir. It's a sight. It's a sight to see. And it's that way all the way into, depending on how early things start cooling down, but it's not unusual to see them in big numbers still in October. Late September is optimum. You can roll out here on the dike. It's almost like clockwork. About from August, September on, you can come out here most mornings about 9 o'clock in the morning. Just when things start warming up, you'll see those mullet. And then next thing you know, it looks like washing machines out there, Mickey, as you well know, and just jacks just tearing them up. And I'll see the mullet working the granite rocks just at the base of the dike. They'll start there and they start heading towards the end, and those jackfish will sneak up on them and start busting them, and those finger mullet will actually run all the way to the rocks and jump up on the rocks.
That's what they do. They'll herd that mullet bait up there, push it up against the rocks, and then they can really tear it up.
And like you said, if I was a mullet, I'd be doing my best to get out of that water,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to live in that area. It's not good.
But they congregate and move in and out of the floodgate there at Moses Lake, as a lot of fish do. That's just, you know, there's no place else.
Well, it's a funnel.
If you're
going to
leave Moses, if you're going to leave Moses Lake or come into Moses Lake, you're gonna pass through the gate, and those jackfish are in and out of there waiting to ambush any and all bait. But they're a one fighting fish, I guarantee you. I think
they are.
They don't call them jetty tuna for nothing. Those things are hard bodied and mean. They got a mean scowl look on their face. I mean,
they do. They're in a bad mood all the time by the look on their face.
Yeah.
Grouchy and hungry.
Yeah. Right. Well, hopefully we'll have some reports this weekend. Some folks will get out and enjoy the day and catch some fish. But as the water temperature warms up, start having some sand trout and croaker reports. You know, nothing like the run, or at least like the ones we used to have. But there'll be some croakers caught and sand trout, puppy drum, and all that.
Panfish.
Panfish.
That's what all the old-timers used to call them, panfish, man. They're catching them like crazy.
You and Captain Blaine was talking about catfish, man. That's
Right.
That's turned into about my favorite kind of fish. It wasn't that way growing up. It was always whatever we caught, and it was speckled trout and redfish and drum, but flounder, of course.
Drum, but, croaker, flounder. That was basic diet back in the day growing up.
Yeah, but nowadays, you're very much limited on what you can keep in terms of speckled trout and flounder, and you can catch pretty good amount of redfish still, but I've just kind of resorted to eating catfish. Good, and a lot of times
I love fresh catfish. I mean, they're good. I don't, they're probably as good or better eating than a fresh surf trout. You know, remember how good those fish used to taste out of the surf, man?
Absolutely. The deal is I don't really know where to get wild caught catfish good around here. You know, man, I live up around Clear Lake, and we can catch, especially when we get some rain like this. I know some spots where we can catch some catfish, but we've got some heavy fish advisories up this way.
Yeah, I'd stay clear of those.
All that way. And so, you know, it's up that way in your neck of the woods as well. So,
All that upstream stuff—that's supposed to be off limits on consumption, they say.
Yeah,
but our marsh and everything in the back of the Trinity Bay—they, man, there's some good, tasty catfish come out of there. There's a lady over, you know, been there forever, Linda Seafood there in Barbers Hill area, Mont Belvieu area.
Uh-huh.
She sells fresh catfish, and I think her husband and dad or whatever, they catch them fresh, and she fillets them up and puts them out in her store every day.
I'm going to look
they're really
her up.
Good. Well, they're really good, man.
Wife and I'll make a little day trip and head up that way, and been a long time since I've hit a bunch of them back roads up that way anyway. So we'll
she's located head up that way and take a 5. There before you turn to go to Old River. 565.
Yeah. Take a nice chest up there and pick up some of that. It sounds good.
How about your, y'all got any shrimp deals going on? I just got a text from a listener wanting to check with you and see if y'all got any shrimp specials going yet, like on the 912s and everything.
You know, the 912s that we've got now, I don't think that sale that they've had going on all spring long has changed. I still think that the 912s are, I'm trying to remember, I think they're $5.99 a pound. If you buy 10 pounds. If you buy 10 pounds or more, they're $5.99. I'm pretty sure they are. I think they're $6.50 a pound, singleton pounds. But for a long time, our regular price was, I think, was $7.77, which was kind of steep compared to around the area. So we brought the prices down. But, yeah, you can get some good 912s there, and they got some 1620s, which are with the heads off. And if you do the math on them and the weight, that comes out to about the same, whatever that price is for the tails.
Right.
Will equal up to about the same as far as what you're getting minus the head. So,
but, that'll work.
And we've
and
had some
crawfish,
crabs.
Man. Oh, yeah, I saw where y'all been having some grade ones, you know.
Yeah, we had some pretty good blue crabs and a couple of different sizes and even some females. And the crawfish, Mickey G, this last weekend, Easter weekend, I just can't tell you. It was absolutely unbelievable. And the farmers over there
nationwide bit the bullet on Easter weekend.
Man, I can just tell you. I can't say for anybody else, but I keep up with a lot of other folks on what they're doing. But tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of sacks of crawfish have made it to Texas, and. Good grief, I can't imagine how many sacks of crawfish HEB sold all by themselves. They're huge, all around Texas. But unbelievable, Mickey. It's been an awesome year. Just you know, we've had some Easter weekends where it was really sorry and slow and the crawfish just didn't do their job. But it happened this time. This time the farmers and the distributors over in Louisiana did an unbelievable, outstanding job. And the price has come down. I mean, yeah. Mickey, I look back, I rolled back 3 years on our prices when crawfish were doing good, and our prices for crawfish were the same as they were 3 years ago.
Right.
So that's compared to last year, it was a heck of a thing. But anyway, we're still cranking them out. We're still taking reservations now, and folks will be picking up crawfish sacks this weekend, the ones that didn't do it on Easter weekend. So we're going to keep doing it as long as we're getting the blessings to do it. It's been really good compared to last year. It's been wonderful, but we'll carry on in that mode. Bait camp, we've got live shrimp, and as the captain you were talking about, Captain Blaine, those shrimp, if you slap them, they'll slap you back. They're big shrimp. I ain't going to lie. They're big.
Put a saddle on them.
They're big. Yeah, they're big. But if you want to wrestle a big speck or red, there's your bait if you want to fish live bait.
Well, so I tell you, that's some the ones of those. You want for jetty fishing, free shrimping out there, man, them big hop-o-matics, and catch some big fish on them.
Well, I tell you, you drop those things out there without, you don't even need a split shot on them. You just chunk them out there on treble hook, and you start hooking that shrimp on that hook, and you start sweating and getting nervous because you know something's fixing to happen.
Something big is going to happen, baby. All right, Dave. Well, hey, man, throw out right, some info you. About Boyd's if somebody wants to get down and get some crawfish or some fresh wild-caught shrimp.
Mickey, I don't know if you can hear me, but I don't know if you – okay, I can hear you now, but I'm going to go ahead and close because I'm getting in a real bad spot. But 409-945-4001 and 227 Dyke Road. And thank you much for letting me slide in here, and we'll catch up with you next Friday.
All right, Dave. Good talking to you. Have a good weekend. Later.
Thank you. All right. Thank you now.
All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody the 36th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament. That's right around the corner. That'll start up on Memorial Day weekend, and it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Sign up today. Take advantage of up to $1.9 million in prizes and scholarships. For inshore and offshore divisions, they'll release 120 tagged redfish in Texas inshore waters. Great chance to win a truck and a boat package, or either or. And you can fish for other species like gaff top, drum, and sheephead. Offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star Tournament's brought to you by great sponsors like Whataburger, Showwater Boats, Mustang Cat, Dargle Boats, Transport Boats, Haney Boats, Chris's Marine, and McLean Trailers. Go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222. Sign up today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5:39 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down near Galveston and check in with Captain Steve Hillman this morning, see what he's up to. Good morning, Steve. What's happening?
Oh, not a lot. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing good. Thanks for even asking.
You bet. Now I'm getting ready to grab some ice and head out. I've kind of been a little bit busier lately. Finally getting the weather to cooperate a little bit, other than a couple of days this week.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't fight the elements on I don't remember what days. Had two bad weather days this week. I think it was Monday and maybe Wednesday. I didn't go.
Right.
But went Tuesdays. Me and my buddy. I didn't have a trip. Me and my buddy Jake and Frank went. I wanted to go check on some stuff. And we didn't get a real early start, but I didn't go anywhere where I'd been catching fish. Just there's a couple areas that when I run in the shoreline in recent weeks, I've seen a few slicks in there and hadn't really had the opportunity to jump out much. Either didn't have time or I didn't have wade fishermen, you know. So
right,
we went straight to one of the areas, and it wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be based on what I'd been seeing. But we ended up doing pretty good with just nothing big in that one area. It was just a long sandbar, real shallow. Tide was kind of low that morning. I think that was Tuesday morning. And basically the guys, Jake and Frank, ended up catching everything on top water. But basically we're out in the middle of the bay, man, but we're shallow. And we didn't have a fish over, I think the biggest one we caught, I caught one of like 21 inches, but not as big a fish as we caught last week. But the numbers are there, you know. Mm-hmm. But they were standing out there, and I went to get the boat. The boat was like 400 yards away, and I saw this group of birds way out in the middle of the bay. You know, there'd been some birds working for the last few weeks. I hadn't been messing with them much, but there's this group of birds working out in the middle of the bay, and they're standing out on this bar, and that school of fish just pulled right in their lap, man. Those birds just went straight into them. Oh, went straight into them. And they're just sitting there catching fish every cast. But of course, you know the deal. You know the deal with that. Most of them were 14 and a half inches, but every once in a while you pop an 18 incher out of them.
Right.
But no, that day, Tuesday, we caught almost everything, trout and reds, because we left. We hit a couple other trout areas, caught a few more, and then we went red fishing. Finally found a few nice reds, but almost everything we caught was on top water and all pretty shallow water. And then, like I said, I didn't fish Wednesday. And yesterday, it was just me and Gene Flores, and we hit – totally off the wall stuff.
Gene, I've been doing Flores, a lot of different... Where I know that name from? Is he the Astros guy?
He's the he does the like the Spanish.
Now I know who you're talking about
for the Astros. You. Yeah,
yeah.
But he's a big baseball guy. But anyway,
he's
been fishing with me,
or some
been fishing with me on and off for a long time. But really good guy. But we hit some. Just stuff I hadn't hit, honestly, in almost a year. And golly, man, I jumped out of the boat and about the third cast, caught one about 19, 20 inches. And Gene was throwing a topwater. I was throwing a worm, Bass Assassin, at a Slamming Chicken. And you know, after catching all those fish on top Tuesday, yesterday we couldn't even get a swirl on a topwater. And we were standing in a bunch of fish. And of course, he switched over to worm, and we worked on them pretty good, man. It was a lot of fun yesterday. It was a good bite. Nothing big though. We had four or five fish in the 20, 21 inch range. You know, we turn loose, but remember last week had quite a few, like 21 to 24 inches. But of course, I'm fishing different areas, but there's a lot of fish. In quite a few areas, man. I tell you, I'm And I even hit some of my summertime stuff yesterday, stuff that usually doesn't really turn on till first or second week in May. Of course, we're almost in May, but there was some fish there too. So we've still got a lot of fish where we catch them in the spring, and we've got some fish showing up where they should be in the summer. So got a lot of options right now, especially when the wind backs off a little bit. But we fished four different areas yesterday and caught fish in three of them, you know, but you know, came in around 1:30.
Right.
We caught a lot of fish and only had one throwback yesterday, and we had 22 legal trout and one throwback. We lost some fish, man. I was losing fish. Gina only lost a couple, but I lost like seven fish right at my waist, and they just weren't hooked good. It was weird.
Right.
The bite got real soft. But I told you about the other day, I had that one trout, about a 22-inch trout. I've never had this happen before in my life. And, you know, I'm throwing braid. I can feel the bites and all that good stuff. You know, I'm not setting the hook late on these fish, allowing them to swallow it or anything like that. When I feel the bite, it tightens up, I set the hook. Well, I got thumped, and I set the hook. And this trout's doing all these somersaults. It's going crazy, and I get it up to me, and I was throwing a plum bass assassin, and that trout had inhaled that bass assassin, and it you know, they open their mouth and just suck all the water in when they eat their prey.
Yeah, when they flare their gills and suck it in. Flare their
gills, and this bass assassin went all the way through its gills and was hooked in the pectoral fin on the side of that fish. And there wasn't a drop of blood. It didn't damage this fish at all. So
how about
I just
that?
I took my little Premio, my little Danco pliers, and clipped the leader off, clipped the jig head off, and pulled the line out of the trout and took the hook out of his pectoral fin and let him go. But I've never had that happen. I mean, I've had them go in the gills, but usually it tears them up.
Yeah, but it does. This one, and, hey, that just tells you how much displacement of water, you know, when they do that. And
no, it's nuts.
You know, you see videos of bass doing it, and bass are real, you know, they're big time mouth feeders like trout when it comes to just attacking a bait and sucking it in.
And right.
I had a similar situation a few years back with a regular corky, not a fat boy, but just the original. And I'm fighting it. I knew I had a big fish on, but you know, I'm fighting. I go, this thing is just, it's weird. I can't turn his head. I get him up to me, and I look down, and I go, well, I foul hooked it. And it wasn't foul hooked. The line went into his mouth, and the corky was on the outside of his gills with the front hook of the corky hooked in that little pectoral fin on the side. Same thing. I can't even take one out of the package without pricking myself. How he could flare his gills that wide and suck that corky in and go through the gills, through his gill plate and everything, and not get hooked in the gills with those two treble hooks. Isn't that nuts?
That wouldn't happen again in a million tries. Two number four trebles go through the gills like that.
But it was a big fish, you know. I mean, they got a big head and big, but it, to be able to flare those gills out like that with that water flowing through them, it just made it. I mean, I couldn't fish that lure through there. I couldn't stick it through there without hooking his gills. It's crazy.
That's just insane. And I guess a lot of these bites that, and it happened to us yesterday, a lot of these bites that we're calling soft bites, a lot of times those fish are coming at us, or coming towards the lure, and they're flaring their gills, and they're just sucking that bait in. And I guess when those fish are going sideways or away from you, that's when we're getting those really hard strikes. But
exactly,
it's crazy, because you get these soft bites and you get the hook buried in the back of their throat, and you know. And
well,
I mean, I know
they can blow that bait out as fast as they can suck it in.
Yeah, yeah. But no, it's crazy. We were going to try to go catch a few reds yesterday. I've been trying to focus a little more on reds. I got a tournament on Saturday, and we got to have two reds in our creel, but we didn't one of the redfish areas I wanted to try yesterday was Liquid Mud. Tide actually dropped out midday.
And, yeah, it did.
And I couldn't get my boat in there where I needed to get. But we've been catching a few reds finally, you know. Just I'm not on any schools. They're just onesie and twosie stuff, you know. It's like
all
patches
you need
of
to,
fish.
Hopefully you can school bus pattern and get your two reds real quick. That puts you in the driver's seat because it's really a redfish tournament with these little trout limits, you know, with a slide.
Yeah, with the slide.
I mean, don't even show up if you don't have your two reds. You're done.
No, that's it. Everybody, if you've got 8 or 9 pounds of trout and you're three trout, because that's what it's going to be with three 20-inch trout, you know, you're doing good to get 9 pounds.
Yeah.
And then get you a couple of 7, 8 pound reds, you know, 14, 15 pounds. All of a sudden you got a 23 pound stringer and, you know, but yeah, it's going to be the same for everybody. It's, you're exactly right. It's a redfish tournament, which makes it hard on people like me. I don't have the schools of slot reds that I used to have to play with. They're in different areas or the habitat's gone from those areas.
Man, all I can catch is undersized and oversized. Every once in a while a slot will come in the boat, but I mean, it's we need a bull red tournament.
I'm telling you,
these bull red tournament. See how many hundreds of pounds you can catch in one day.
I'm telling you, we need to put a hurting on those damn things. So we went out in the middle of the bay yesterday. It was white capping pretty good, Gene and I, and you know, there's been some birds working. I thought it was a big school of reds, and I messed with them. Stayed on the trolling motor, then cranked the big motor and did all that garbage and had him on the bow. I never quite got close enough to him, but it was a big school of jackfish. First school of jacks I've seen this year, and they were blowing ribbon fish and big white shrimp out of the water.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe the size of some of these shrimp because, you know, the birds, most of the birds were seen on the shorelines, the back lakes, stuff like that are working. Their own little brownies, you know, little brown shrimp that are migrating out. But these were all big white shrimp. And it looked like there's a few hoppers in there, too. Yeah. Of course, I think it's a little early to see hoppers. But anyway, there's a lot going on, man. A lot of shad hatches everywhere. And I'm not seeing the mullet. Yeah, a lot of glass minnows. I'm not seeing the big mullet. Like last week, we saw a lot of mullet in some areas we fish, and this week it's like there's not a lot of surface activity, but if you pay attention, you'll see that glitter on the surface. It's just a little shad and glass minnows, and they'll be following your lure in, and when you catch a trout, you know, we're catching them in anywhere from knee to waist deep water, and you get them up to your waist, and they're slinging all this gray matter all over you, and it just cover you with all this junk. But they're just chock full. But they're not the fish.
Gray poop.
Yeah. But they've got it coming out of both ends.
Oh, they do, man. They're gorged.
But some of these females, man, I don't know. It's kind of early, in my opinion, for our bay. But, I mean, we've been turning all the bigger fish loose. But some of them aren't as fat as they were even last week. So I don't know if some of them are already starting to dump.
I think we had a spawn on that last full moon. I think we did.
It sure seems like some of these fish spawned already a little bit, you know.
I'm
of course, they'll continue to spawn all the way through September, but the first spawn, the first big spawn is usually May for us, you know.
Right.
But I don't know, man. It's kind of weird.
Survival mode, man. They're stepping it up for us. All right, brother. Well, I got to run, Steve. Throw them out a number. Somebody wants to call you about going fishing, bud.
All right, 409-256-7937.
All right, buddy. Hey, good luck today. Catch them up, man.
Thanks. I'm going to need it.
You'll be all right. See you, man.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.